This week's episode is sponsored by Helio Gas Detection and Rising Suns, the award-winning brewery in Cork. Hey everyone, this is Letty for the Metal Cell Podcast. I'm joined by the band Recoil. Guys, how are you doing?
All right, what's up, buddy? Good.
All good to hear. So for our listeners who maybe haven't heard of you guys before, can you introduce yourselves and your role that you play in the band?
I am AJ. I play the keyboards, organs, whatever you want to call them. Evan.
I'm Nevin. I'm the lead guitarist. And yeah, I do some singing. Maybe not the best, but...
I'm Jack, and I am a lead singer.
I'm Connor Lee. I'm bassist and a poser.
I'm Andrew, and I play drums.
Awesome. So how did the band start?
Can you answer that one?
It's a bit of just a plain old story, you know. I was sitting in my room, and I was like, you know what? I want to start a band. Why not? So I called this guy, and yeah, he said, yeah. And then we just got the rest of them just by calling each other and meeting each other, and that was about it.
Nice. You just thought one day, want to start a band, why not?
Literally.
I think we were going to call ourselves a blues rock band, and then we decided all of us want to play punk instead.
Yeah.
You all have the punk aesthetic anyway.
I'm sure we do try.
So you played a gig with the Donnies and Joy Cult last Saturday in Hackett. How was that experience?
Oh my god, it was absolutely amazing. Yeah, no, the whole room was absolutely black with people, and just everyone was really nice there. It was just great vibe, you know.
Was that your first time playing in Kilkenny?
Yeah, and the team were going back there again next month, but we got on wonderfully. The Donnies are an amazing band, and we're going to support them and go out there and become very good.
I will be at the next gig. I was at a different gig that night, so I couldn't make it, but...
Oh, we're offended.
I'll be there to witness you next time. So how would you describe your sound? You mentioned punk, but is there any other influences?
I don't know if our sound is like describable at all. Like, it's just, we don't want to sound like someone who's already made it about 40 years ago. We want to bring something new for teenagers and not even teenagers, just everybody to listen to. Because everyone's looking for something new, like, you know.
Something fresh.
Something fresh. It's a mix between punk, blues, rock, you know, everything.
A very innovative sound, punk and blues.
Yeah, no, I love it personally because we don't let ourselves get defined. We don't put a genre on ourselves. We call ourselves a punk band, but like, by calling a Cybertruck a car, you're kind of missing the point if you're labeling it like that. It's weird. Influences from everywhere, from Rob Zombie to the Doors, you know, like even personally, like, sure, it's a punk band, yeah, but I haven't heard a punk band that has a 60s blues organist on the band, you know.
You're putting your own twist on it. I love to see it.
Sure.
So you can all give an answer each. If you could collaborate with any musician dead or alive, who would it be?
I think Andrew's gonna start that one off,
you know. I'm just saying, obviously, you know, that'd be cool.
I'm a big fan of Guns N' Roses, so it'll have to be like the Slash or Izzy. They're great for what they do.
Good picks.
With me personally, it'd have to be Jim Morrison.
Aye.
He's going to be annoyed at him that was my answer too. I'll say Ray Manzarek then. Yeah. No, I'd love the experience.
Yeah. Probably Iggy Pop. A lot of his style I find will rub off on me, so I feel like I could get on him.
Yeah, no, I personally would like to work with Lil Wayne. just intro styles, you know. Yeah, no, definitely 100% BJ Morrison.
You're a One Direction kind of dude.
Oh yeah, I'm a One Direction fan, and I really like Blink-182, and yeah, man.
I don't know if you can tell, but there's Tom chilling in the background.
Nice. You know, Jim Morrison for me.
Blink's great. So the band released Rip You Out in 2023 and Start a Riot this year. Can we expect an EP or an album maybe this year, or...?
You just have to watch out, won't you? You know, just keep an eye on everything. We'll keep you updated about everything that we're doing, but we are in the process of going in and out studios and checking out what the crack is with that, but we'll definitely be getting more songs out for you.
Excellent. And how was recording the singles?
Oh yeah, great fun.
I
Short
think
and
after
sweet.
we recorded them, couldn't mention, but I think our listeners will get to hear it pretty soon. Hopefully, one of them just says this feeling of triumph I've never forgotten before. That was like a long and tedious process of getting everything perfect, make sure that we really put everything we are onto a song, which is a difficult task. But just the feeling afterward of getting it done well, I'm unparalleled.
But you never know what you're going to expect. Like 1 minute we could be releasing one type of song, next minute it's a different type of song, completely different, you know? So just don't expect anything. Just accept everything.
We never restrict ourselves to labels and kind of do whatever feels right to us, you know.
Expect the unexpected.
Exactly.
And you guys were featured on Irish Beats, if I'm not mistaken. You know, how was that? I saw you went into the Beat 102.1 Free Studio and all.
It was a good experience. We put our they were doing like kind of a thing where up and coming bands around the southeast kind of area sent in their song to their band and all, and we got picked for Rip You Out, and especially with the iTunes when we kind of did very well on the iTunes charts, they brought us on. We asked questions about that. It's really interesting, you know, for a band like ourselves up and coming. What we did in that sense, pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a huge step for you guys, so congratulations.
Thank you.
So Recoil is a very interesting band name. Is there a story behind how you come up with this, or?
Evan's gonna answer that
When we started off the band, I think it was around this time last year, actually. Jack want he wanted to start the band this year, but we basically said, he rang me up, was like, Evan, do you want to start a band next year? I have you know, we can do it next year. And then we were like, nah, we'll do it now. So we got practice together, we started practicing. And we were entering this competition with the local FUAS youth club. And we it was getting the RDS,
Battle of the
like a battle
Band.
of the bands kind of thing, yeah. And we had to come up with a name. And me being the teenager I was, and I'm still. But I was coming up with writing down band names, and I came up with Recoil, and I don't really know where it came from, because I was trying to come up with names that had a meaning, but you could take your own meaning from the word itself, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Kind of like Recoil was a very, it was kind of a mysterious name, but you could add your own meaning to it if you wanted to, and I felt like it was really good. We all decided that was a good name. So that's what we have now.
And it has
Awesome.
no correlation with the mainstream meaning of recoil. No part of it at all.
Recoil is a measure of force,
Yeah.
and you apply a great amount of force, you know.
You
just bring the force, like. I don't know if you're familiar with the book Rock War, written by Robert Muchamore, but in that book, the main character has a similar kind of thing. He has to name his band before a battle of the bands.
Well, that's awesome.
Your name's way cooler. Like, he only came up with Jet.
We should write a book, man. The whole
Do you have any album releases you're looking forward to this year, or any that you've maybe heard that you really like, or?
sorry, can you repeat that question?
So, do you have any album releases you're looking forward to this year, or any that you've heard already that you really like?
I
And you
know.
can
The
give an album
Recoil
and answer
album.
each.
The Donnies are releasing album next month, and I'm
And as
They
well
are
as our
indeed.
I think speaking for all of us, I cannot wait until the chat's dropping.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Good picks. And here's our last question. Do you have any advice for anyone wanting to start a band in 2024?
No, genuinely do. If like if you're a player, if you're just playing music, like sitting in your room like I did for ages, and you really just want a band, and just play on stage, just go out and get it. There's always going to be someone out there who's doing the exact same thing. Go out and call people, go out to gigs and see what the crack is with them. You want to start it, only you have the fucking power to do it. Like, no one else is going to do it for you. You know?
There's Dave, I think it was Dave Grohl that said one. He was talking about it was the same question. And it was like playing live is the best thing because, like, you could be go to a bar or something and you can hear someone playing live music and be like, it, like, it'll actually stick with you, and it will make you want to do it yourself. So, like, so what I'd say is go out for life. It's the best thing that I'll ever explore.
And as well as that, music is a universal truth, you know, that it's there's so much to it, whether it's being a session musician playing in pubs, playing live, not playing live at all, recording, doing solo work, group work, even if you're just an avid listener and you adore listening to whatever it is you choose to listen to, there's always something for you. And I just really hope Rico is one of them at the moment.
I'll definitely have you guys in heavy rotation. Thank you guys so much for sitting down, taking the time out of your day on Mother's Day of all the days.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
And Start a Riot is out now.
I want to start a riot.
Now can taste it in my mouth.